This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Rescue teams have plowed through concrete blocks and debris of 8 collapsed buildings in search of survivors of a powerful earthquake that struck Turkey's Aegean coast and north of the Greek island of Samos, killing at least 27 people. More than 800 others are injured. The quake hit Friday afternoon, toppling buildings in Izmir, Turkey's third largest city, and triggering a small tsunami. It was followed by hundreds of aftershocks. Onlookers cheered as rescuers lifted a teenager out of the rubble of a devastated apartment block. Armenia and Azerbaijan have promised to avoid shelling residential areas amid the fighting over Nagorno-Karabakh, a pledge that follows a day of talks in Geneva, even as Azerbaijani troops push deeper into the separatist territory. The two sides agree they will not deliberately target civilian populations or non-military objects in accordance with international law. They also promised to help recover and exchange the remains of soldiers left on the battlefield in a week's time, and in a week's time, submit lists of prisoners of war for the purpose of providing access and eventual exchange. India's National Investigation Agency has raided the offices of the leading newspaper in India-controlled Kashmir and the offices and residence of a journalist and two prominent activists in the disputed region. The agency said it seized incriminating documents and electronic devices in its investigation of organizations funding secessionist and separatist activities. India has also enacted new laws allowing its nationals to buy land in Kashmir, a move seen by many as a settler colonial project in the Muslim-majority region, a year after its special status was revoked.